USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average hit record territory on Tuesday, crossing the 30,000-point mark for the first time. The Dow closed the day up 454 points to finish at 30,046. The S&P 500 added more than 1.5%, while the NASDAQ added 1.3% on the day. The Dow's movement also gave Asian markets confidence, with Japan's Nikkei exchange gaining more than 1% in morning trading. The markets in Australia, South Korea, and Hong Kong all also began their days up. President Trump marked the occasion with congratulations for the market and the country. He told reporters that the market movement and the speedy production of COVID-19 vaccines have been remarkable for the United States.
We've never broken 30,000, and that's just despite everything that's taken place with the pandemic. I'm very thrilled with what's happened on the vaccine front. That's been absolutely incredible.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
President-elect Joe Biden has revealed some of his cabinet picks, and his selection for Treasury Secretary has some in the energy industries worried. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has chosen former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen to serve as Treasury Secretary in his new cabinet. Speaking with Bloomberg last month, she's ready to tax the gas and oil industries.
Where energy that creates carbon emissions enters the economy, and to simply levy a tax. So I think that's an easier and more efficient way than auctioning permits. But one way or another, we think carbon pricing is important.
Michigan's Attorney General says her office is investigating threats against members of the Wayne County Canvassing Board. The Republican chair of the board, Monica Palmer, says she's received text messages threatening her and her family since the board voted last week to certify Wayne County's vote. Attorney General Dana Nessel says her office will investigate all credible threats against government officials, regardless of party. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
New York's governor may not be serving hypocrisy for Thanksgiving, after all. Val Dior has more from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Governor Andrew Cuomo will no longer see his elderly mother and two daughters for Thanksgiving after facing backlash for contradicting his own advice to stay away from loved ones. He said in a radio interview Monday on WAMC-FM that his 89-year-old mother and two daughters, none of whom live with him, will attend Thanksgiving at his home. Following backlash, his spokesman now tells the Daily Caller that given the current circumstances with COVID, he will have to work through Thanksgiving and will not be seeing them. Though his Thanksgiving plans did comply with his own order that no more than 10 people gather, the plans do contradict the CDC's guidance that the safest way to celebrate Thanksgiving is to celebrate at home with the people you live with. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
And for those who are getting together for this Thanksgiving holiday, Lance Pry has some tips for making it a little safer. He brings us those from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
With Thanksgiving on Thursday, a recent survey claims 1 in 3 Americans believe the risk is worth the reward of a family gathering. Dr. Jerome Adams with the White House Coronavirus Task Force on Fox has a couple of ideas beyond what we already know to keep your holiday safer.
Turn your ceiling fans on and have them circulating to pull the air up. Turn your HVAC system on continuous. Right. These are things you can do to have a safer gathering, even though I want you to remember the safest gathering is with the immediate members of your household.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.